Yes, this is Anna.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius giving a courtesy call back from Omax Health. How can I help you?
Yeah, honey, I had my husband died, and he's the one that had Omax Health. And I called and told him not to send it. I didn't need it. And they sent it anyway, and I sent it back. And I've been waiting since Christmas, no, January, to get my money back.
Did you follow the instructions for sending it back?
I gave him instructions for sending it back. I told him I had closed my account, and they argued with me that it was still going to that account, and I said, it's closed. Can you check and see what happened to my money?
Okay, well, that's what I was asking, ma'am. Did you follow the instruction when you sent it back? Did you go to the omaxhealth.com/returns, or did you just send it back?
I called them, and then I sent it back.
Let me see here. Because if it wasn't between 30 days.
It was right when I got it.
Let me see. Provide me with the first and last name of this one, do you count?
It would have been Charles A. Adams. It's $144.
Can you verify the shipping address for me?
25 Division, Division Street, Wheeling, West Virginia, 26003.
See, here's last order with some cryo freeze like 8 months ago.
No, there's a fish oil order there. I'll get my checkbook out. Hold on.
Yeah, see here you called in on December 24th. You want to cancel or reoccurring for a new order.
And
we told you the status of this account. And couldn't find another account under that info.
All right, it was taken out, $144, the 1st of the 11th of 22.
Yeah, January 11th?
Yep.
Provide me with the zip code.
26003.
And so it's Charles Adams.
Mm-hmm.
What's your first name?
Mine's Anna, A-N-N-A.
You said the code was 26003?
Yeah. Excuse me.
I see the last time you called was on February the 8th. Your husband had died. Yeah, this account's been canceled.
Yeah, but I want my money back.
Well, what's the date you sent it back?
Well, if it was the 11th, it'd probably been about the 12th, because I sent it right back. I called and canceled it before that.
This wasn't canceled until the 8th of February.
I still sent it back. My husband died. What do you want me to do?
I'm not asking you to do anything, man.
I never thought it was coming because I canceled it right away when he died.
Last time we called him was on the 8th of February. Alright, the only thing I could say, ma'am, if you say you just
now they
it
told
back,
me they
so
were sending the money to my old account. And I argued with them that my old account was canceled. They couldn't send it there. And they said they were going to still send it there. Now, I called my old account. And they said there's no way they could send it. And there's no money there. Now you're telling me a different story.
I'm not telling you anything, ma'am. I just said the account was canceled on the 8th. And if you return the product that I'm not saying anything about a refund, but you return the product correctly and follow the instructions on the site, I mean, you get a refund back, but...
Who else do I talk to?
This is customer support, ma'am.
Is there somebody over you?
Yes, ma'am, we have supervisors.
Well, let me have that supervisor, please.
Provide me a few seconds, please.
That asshole... Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Are you referring
to me? I thought you hung up on me.
No, ma'am, I didn't. I said provide me a few seconds, please. Sorry, are you going to provide me a few seconds, please, ma'am?
Yep.
I'll take the account. Okay.
They don't want to give me back my money for that fish oil that I sent back, and I called them and told them I didn't want it. Now they're saying I didn't follow procedure. The last time was they told me I couldn't get it because it had to go to my bank account, and I said it's closed.
Bear with me a few more seconds, please.
Okay.
Seconds, ma'am, you still there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, I'm getting you transferred over now. Should be on hold for a few seconds.
Okay.
After that hold, A supervisor's going to be online waiting for you. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.